You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. The Daily Racing Podcast from William Hill.
And they're off.
Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcast.
Third festival win and the biggest one today.
Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome along to the William Hill Racing Podcast. We're going to look ahead to Friday's action on this edition. You'll hear it all live on Racing Radio from 1:35pm with Gary Capewell, Sean Quinn and Andy Holding in the studio. Good day to look forward to as well. Racing returns to the flat at Newbury. We've got day one of the Scottish Grand National Meeting at Ayr and jumping from Fontwell in the afternoon. It's also the return of evening racing with action on the turf at Bath on Friday evening. We've got National Hunt Racing from Southwell and all weather action at Dundalk, so plenty to look forward to. My name is Mark Walton. And joining me in the studio is Mr. James Milman. How are you, James?
Very well, thank you, Mark. Great to be back in the studio.
Yeah, the Wanderer returns. Good trip?
Yeah, very good. Nice to get away. Nice to get back. We'll leave it at that.
You strike me as a guy that likes to be at home.
Sometimes. Yeah. I hate being at home when I'm at home. When I'm away, I'd rather be at home.
Like, never happy then?
Never. Basically, yeah, that is that is me. Never, ever happy.
All right, well, fair enough. Let's talk about some of the racing. Good couple of days passed at Newmarket as we record this. We're obviously recording ahead of the third day of the Craven meeting. A few classic clues along the way, James. What's stood out to you at Newmarket?
Well, proper racing's back, isn't it? As Darren Owen is overjoyed to see when he's talking about flat and jumps action together. But no, Newmarket, great to have the 3 days back at the Craven meeting because it's kind of the signal, I think, for the start of the flat season, is that the turf especially doesn't really get going. Obviously, we've got a Lincoln meeting, but apart from that, it's very, very quiet for the first couple of weeks, but a lot of nice three-year-olds have been introduced to start their seasons. Fortunately, probably the rain meant it's a little bit difficult to see exactly how they're going to perform through the summer months, but great to see a few horses out. And a three-year-old I thought that made an impressive debut in the Wood Ditton yesterday was Sky Kingdom for Willie Haggis. He won very, very nicely in what's a race which traditionally throws up a pretty decent individual, and he was always being well talked about by the Haggis yard, so I thought he was pretty nice. And old Gifted Master, bit of a rascal at two. Obviously, he won on the card a year ago and then got a little bit sidetracked. So, Hugo Palmer had a quick gelding operation and he had a really, really good season at the back end as a 2-year-old. And he's resumed in very, very good form. He won the 100 grand sprint there yesterday, which was a disappointing turnout, only 5 runners. But it showed that he's in good form because he won over a mile at the back end. He dropped back to 6 furlongs, no problem, and won very, very nice. I think he's taken his prize money to 400,000 already. But the Jersey Stakes is his long-term aim. We've obviously been a geld and the classics are not an option. But he's a very, very nice horse and I think he could be a bit of a money spinner for Hugo Palmer for this season.
He's a nice horse. He's got plenty of ability. But when you see him when the handler's trying to get him in the stalls, he's not easy. A character, isn't he?
Definitely. And you can see why Hugo made that decision to geld him because, yes, obviously his stallion potential is now gone. But I think he wasn't ever going to be a racehorse if he didn't put his mind on the job, and he's still probably not 100% on the job, but he's luckily talented enough to get the job done anyway. And Hugo Palmer is a trainer on the up. He's got a lot of big owners now, some very well bred horses in his yard, but it's probably going to be his flag bearer for this season.
John Gosden started the season well, hasn't he? He's had several winners at Newmarket. He had Marsoub on the Thursday and he had a couple on the Wednesday.
And Frankie's obviously again retaining that partnership, and again, he's introducing some nice types now. The ground wasn't too bad on the Thursday, to be honest. And I'd say John Gosden, not afraid to run him as a couple that didn't handle the ground, which he wasn't surprised about, but he ran him anyway. And I think, again, perhaps lacking the star, I suppose, at the moment. But obviously, the three-year-olds, generally the middle-distance horses, we don't really know a lot of. Golden Horn obviously won the field a year ago at the Craven meeting, and that's when he first came on the scene. And it won't be too long before we get a new bunch of three-year-olds at the next Golden Horns and etc.
As we're recording this before Thursday's racing, we can't really talk about the 2,000 guineas and the derby really in terms of classic clues, but we can talk about the 1,000 guineas. Nathra was the winner of the Nell Gwyn. She'd done it quite nicely, but it also enhanced the form of Minding really, didn't it?
It was workmanlike, I think, from the Gosden filly. She got the job done, but there's a couple in behind which you perhaps wouldn't think would be 1,000 guineas material, and they were quite bunched. She's not the biggest, but again, like you say, Minden actually not appearing probably enhances her chances even more. I think she's going straight to the 1,000 guineas, and as usual, Edna Bryan can certainly get him fit first time out if he needs to. And that filly's mile win was very convincing last year. She obviously beat the Gosden filly very convincingly, and the fact that nothing's come out and overtaken her does suggest that Minden's going to be very, very hard to beat.
We've also got big racing on the flat at Newbury coming up this weekend. The Greenham is one of the highlights, James. What do you like in this year's renewal?
Yeah, obviously a lot of rain has fallen in the area over the past week. Newmarket, the ground's not been too bad. I think people were probably happier to run at Newmarket than Newbury just because of the ground. We've only got five runners in the Greenham, but there's going to be an interesting contest because we've got the very solid two-year-old form of Logger Island and Tazleet, who were probably not far off the best of their year group last year. Logger Island was second to Ribchester in the Mill. Rafe won the Red Car Trophy and was fifth in the Group 2 at the end of the season. But he was very much an early season two-year-old last year, and it'd be a question mark if he trains on. Tazleet probably be the better one of those two. He obviously won the Gimcrack at York and then was beaten in the nose in the Group 3 at Newmarket last time out. He's rated 110. He comes into this as probably the best of those that have shown their hand as such. But I thought the John Gosden horse, Crazy Horse, was interesting. Hopefully he doesn't live up to his name, but he's had two runs, two wins so far. One at Newmarket, one at Newbury, and that was an easy ground when he won at Newbury by a nose in a Group 3 contest in October. And he's very, very interesting with Frankie Torrey on board that one. So heavy ground, perhaps it's not going to be 100% key for the guineas, because you would imagine the ground's going to dry out and be much quicker in a couple of weeks' time. But five runners will see exactly where they are, and the Greenham is a very popular trial. But I think I'll just take a chance on Crazy Horse to continue John Gosden's very, very good run.
Yep, he won the Greenham a couple of years ago with Kingman, of course. In fact, you look at the list of winners of the Greenham, it's fantastic, isn't it? Kingman, Frankel, Paco Boy, the likes of those. It's a real good race.
Very decent contest. I myself personally prefer the Greenham to the Craven Stakes, but I say you split them apart and they generally come together on 2000 Guineas Day.
It's not all about the flat at the moment, though. It's that time of year where we've got good flat racing and good jumps racing mixing together, much to Darren Owen's delight, as you mentioned earlier on, and he's clinging on to the Scottish Grand National, which is on Saturday.
Yeah,
as
you
well.
Can't do the both. That just fries Darren's mind at the minute, and like I say, he's getting old now. He can only concentrate on one at a time. But yes, we have got great racing there to look forward to, and the Grand National, Scottish Grand National, obviously regulation fences, but I think it's going to be a big field for that contest. And obviously Paul Nicholls just about clinging on to a chance in the Trainers' Championship. He really does need to win this contest, really, to give him any hope of keeping in touch with Willie Mullins, and it'll be interesting to see how we get on. But it should be some great racing at the Scottish venue this weekend.
No, do you like anything in the Scottish National at the moment?
We'll see you at midnight. I think he's a horse which loves a bit of soft ground. I think it was just too quick for him when he was a bit disappointed behind Black Lion at Cheltenham in the RSA. But his earlier form in the season on soft ground was pretty decent when he beat Black Lion back on New Year's Day, and he stays forever, so stepping up to nearly 4 miles, I think that's going to suit him. So I think he could be at a nice price at about 14-1. Obviously, Cause of Cause is back to form, winning at the festival under Jamie Codd. He's had a quiet season apart from that, and he ran very well when eighth in the National after he won at Cheltenham last year. So you know he can kind of back up a decent effort at the festival with another in a big handicap, and he's obviously deserves to be one of those at the head of the market. But probably see you at midnight would be my token selection for that race at the moment.
Okay, we can do better than 14s as well. 16-1 in the market at the moment here at William Hill for See You at Midnight. Anything else on your mind, James, before we move on to Friday's action?
No, we don't want to complicate things, do we, Mark? We'll kick on.
Not with us two in the studio. Let's move on to Friday's action. James is going to look at four races for us. We'll get his thoughts on the back of this.
William Hill Racing Radio. It's everything to give you the inside track.
Right then, four races as promised. We're going to start with a couple at Newbury. We're going to take in one at Ayr and one at Bath in the evening as well. So we're starting the 220 at Newbury. This is a Class 2 handicap over 7 furlongs. This one's for the three-year-olds and a field of 10 here, James. Which ones do you like in there?
Interesting contest. 10 runners, a lot of unexposed sort, and heavy ground is going to be a bit of an issue because obviously generally have these been running on new weather in the winter or much better ground at the back end of last season. So the one I'm going to go for is one trained by perhaps a slightly unfashionable trainer for a very open three-year-old handicap. That's Jed O'Keefe's Candelisa. Jed did it really well with small string last year, and this Candelisa's got fitness on his side, and he goes in very similar ground conditions. He was second at Pontefract on his return, beaten ahead. It was off his mark at 95. He goes up £3 in future, so he's 98 in the future, so he's £3 well in. despite top weight on this occasion, and I think he could be a decent type for his small yard. Obviously ran out a cracking race when fifth in the sales race last year and showed he trained on with that effort at Pontefract. And the fact that Jed's perhaps not as popular as John Gosling, Richard Hannon, Sir Michael Stout, you're probably going to get a better price for a horse that's actually got the best form in the field. And I'd say he definitely goes in the going. He's had 10 days to get over that second at Pontefract, and I think he's got a cracking chance. So Candelisa will be a pretty confident selection, to be honest, in this contest. Of the others, obviously Sir Michael's Arapoa, who won on his fourth start on near weather 171 days ago, is going to be dangerous because he's likely to improve from 2 to 3. Similar comments apply to Remarkable, who made a winning return at Seville. He's only got 8.72 on his back, which is certainly be handy in the very, very heavy ground that's going to be at Newbury tomorrow. But I think Candelisa is an interesting runner for Jed O'Keefe, and perhaps he can make amends for that narrow defeat at Pontefract last week.
Candelisa, the selection for James Lynn in the 2.20 at Newbury. Staying at Newbury for the 3.30 next, this one is the Class 2 Dubai Duty Free Handicap. It's over 5 furlongs. It's for the 4-year-olds and older. 6 of them in the lineup here. James, I thought this was pretty tricky, so perhaps you could help us out.
Shame we've only got a small field, but all 6 could certainly be given a chance. 3 of them are having their first run of the season. 2 have been in action in Dubai in the winter, and actually Moving Time is the only one to be seen in the UK so far this year. And at the start with him, David O'Mara's runner is a very, very decent horse on his day, and we're at 110. He's got to give a little bit of weight to his rivals, but not too much, and he's certainly the class angle in the race. But he's only 7th on his return, and he will need to improve on that effort. So I'm going to go for one that was enjoying the sunnier climbs in Dubai in the winter, and that's Caspian Prince, who had a reasonable time in Maidan. He picked up prize winning in 3 of his 4 runs, and he loves a bit of ease in the ground as well. So there's only 6 runners. He's got a lot of speed. Hopefully he can get an easy lead out in front, and he may be hard to pick back on this soft ground. So Caspian Prince will be the selection in a very tricky 6-runner sprint. Old Humiador, he's 9 years old now, along with Bonshaw Joe, and it's their first run of 194 days, and you just think at that age they might just need that first run on very, very heavy ground. So I think the fitness gained in Dubai could be key for Caspian Prince to give Dean Ivory another sprint winner.
Okay, Caspian Prince then for James in the 3.30 at Newbury. The 3.45 at Ayr is where we go next. National Hunt action here in the Hill House Quarry Handicap Chase, a listed event over the extended 2.5 miles. We've got a field of 7 here, James, and I'm quite a fan of Firth of the Clyde, and he arrives here in good form.
Exactly, won his last 2 starts on similar going at Sedgefield and Carlisle. Any slight concern perhaps is that he has been winning his races in the north, and he's got a few horses coming from the south to challenge him today, because his last run at the festival back in 2015, he was beaten 27 lengths behind Next Sensation. And it's just a concern as to whether he's a bit of an inflated handicap mark, beating a smaller pool of horses in the north. And obviously, the AME team, we get a lot of 7 yards coming up for the better prize money. We've got runners from Paul Nichols, Tom George, Nicky Henderson in this contest. So that's going to be tricky, and I think he might just be a little bit too high in the handicap. Obviously, Paul Nichols is going to be very keen to try and get some prize money with the deficit to Willie Mullins looking hard to beat at the moment, and these 2 runners here are quite interesting. I thought Orbiter was in good form, a good second at Ascot last time behind Big Jim, and he's Sam Twiston Davis's chosen ride in the race. He's got bottom weight, 10 stone 10, and plenty of form on soft ground, so I think he could be the one to pick up the pieces. One that's obviously got the big race form is Double Shuffle, cracking third behind Bally Alton at Cheltenham at the festival, and he's shown good form at Cheltenham all season, to be honest. And this might be a slightly easier than what he running in recently, so I think Double Shuffle will be the alternative. But I'm going to go for Orbiter to give Paul Nichols a winner in this very valuable contest, and a winner that he certainly needs.
Orbiter, the selection for James there. Then in the final race we'll look at is the 6.20 at Bath. This one is the Lansdowne Filly Stakes, a listed race over 5 furlongs. It's for 3-year-olds and older. 14 of them in the lineup here, James, and you could give plenty of these chances.
Exactly, and it's Bath's highlight of the season, and it's their first meeting of the year, but this listed contest always attracts plenty of useful fillies, and a lot of them are perhaps aiming a little bit high, trying to get a bit of black type, because there's a few fillies here which are below the general required standard to get a bit of black type. But first time out for these fillies, sometimes it's best to catch them fresh, and you can get a little bit of a shock result. Looking at the form figures, the one rated the highest is Ridge Ranger, who has an official mark of 103 after an excellent second behind Steps, beating the nose in a Group 3 in the autumn. That show channel's easy ground, and it's going to be not too bad at Bath. It'll be the best ground you're going to get all season, because Bath doesn't water and it takes the rain extremely well. I think it's good to soft as we record this. So the fact is, it's not going to be too heavy, and she's shown form in similar ground. So Ridge Ranger will be the selection, but fitness-wise, it's always going to be a bit of an issue, because most of these are having their first run of the season. if you are a little bit worried about fitness of some of the others, Demora is obviously interesting. She had a winter in Dubai. Didn't really go to plan. Just struggled on the quicker ground out there, but had lots of form on an easier surface. She won off 95 back at Leicester in October, so she's going to enjoy the return to easier ground, and she's fit from Dubai. Got a course to win next to her name. So if you're not a bit worried about the fitness of Ridge Ranger, Demora, that'll be the one I'll probably go for. It might be a bit of a better price because of the disappointing runs in Maidan. She just might not have handled the surface out there. And back in the UK, I think Demora could be the one to beat in that listed race at Bath.
Demora then for James in the listed race at Bath. The return of night racing, of course, on Friday night. Good stuff, James. Let's just have a little bit of a summary, if you'll spin us through your selections for Friday one more time.
Yeah, in the 2:20 at Newbury, probably the nap of the day, if I was still in the naps table, would be Candelisa for Jed O'Keefe. Same mark as when second at Pontefract, beating ahead the other day. And I think he can make amends and give Jed O'Keefe a welcome winner at Newbury. In the 3:30, I've gone for Caspian Prince, fit from Dubai, in a six-runner contest where three of the runners are making a seasonal reappearance. I think he will take a lot of beating. Ed Ayer, I think Orbassa can give Paul Nichols a welcome winner in his bid to overhaul Willie Mullins in the 3:45. And then finally, in the listed contest at Bath, we're going for Demora, another Dubai runner that hopefully can prove fitness and win the 6:20 at Bath.
Superb. Good work, James. Thank you very much. Good to have you back. Good luck and enjoy it on Friday.
Thank you very much.
There you go, the thoughts of James Millman on Friday's racing. You'll hear it all live on Racing Radio from 1:35 p.m. Gary Capewell, Sean Quinn and Andy Holding will be the team in the studio. It's racing on the flat from Newbury. Two jumps meetings alongside that in the afternoon, with day one of the Scottish Grand National meeting at Ayr and action of the obstacles at Fontwell. And it's a return of night racing as well. We've got action on the turf at Bath. We've got National Hunt racing from Southwell and the usual Friday night all-weather action on the poly track at Dundalk. So plenty to look forward to. Do tune in for all of that. Thank you very much for listening to this William Hill Racing podcast and enjoy Friday's action.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.